Good morning, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM KGNC. Well, we'll start out with the futures trade from Monday. We saw cattle futures trade both sides of unchanged. That's how we ended it on both live and feeder cattle. The nearby months finishing higher while the deferred months were lower. June live cattle up 80 cents, 133.50. The August up 2 at 135.37. October live cattle down 25 cents, 142.62. May feeder cattle up 25, 159.80. While August feeders were down 47 at 174.22, September feeder cattle down 72 cents, 177.22. Cash fed cattle market last week, mostly steady. Selling cattle here in the South at 140, a few reported in Kansas at 141. Up north, live sales were 145 to 147 on a live basis, 232 dressed. Last week's cash cattle trade totaled 109,180 head, 70% of that committed for nearby delivery, 30% committed for deferred delivery. Last week's slaughter, 657,000 head. That was ahead of the previous week by about 16,000 head and 20,000 head more than the same week a year ago. Boxed beef on Monday was mixed. Choice up 457 at 259.01. Select down 81 cents, 244.25. Checking the feed markets, both corn and soybean meal were lower yesterday. May corn down 7 3/4, 784.5. July corn down 12 3/4, 772 a bushel, while September was down 13 cents at 729 a bushel. May soybean meal down $12.30 at $4.11.10 a ton. July soybean meal down $10.80 at $4.02.80 a ton. Now let's head to the auction barns. We'll go up to Dalhart, where Cattlemen's Livestock Auction had 2,150 head last week. Feeder steers were not well tested in all weight classes, although a lower undertone was noted to the market. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought $1.82 to $1.96 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.78 to $1.89. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.60 to $1.73. 7 to 8 weight steers $1.38 to $1.46. With the 8 to 9 weight steers bringing $1.34 to $1.37. And the 900 to 1,000 pounders range from $1.35 to $1.46 a pound last week in Dalhart. Now down to Tulia, 1,276 head at Tulia Livestock Auction last week. Yearling steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 higher. The steer and heifer calves sold with a much higher undertone. 3 to 4 weight steers range from $1.98 to $2.03 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.97 to $2.05. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.76 to $1.92 a pound. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.62 to $1.92, while 7 to 8 weight steers brought $1.52 to $1.66 last week in Tulia. Should the government meddle in the cattle market? Well, the Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing recently on a bill that would mandate a certain percentage of fed cattle be purchased on the cash market. Tanner Beamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the hearing contained testimony from all sides of the debate.
You know, I think a lot of what we learned is that there are a lot of people involved in this conversation, and many of them are in the same place that they have been for a long time. You know, Senators Fisher and Grassley were big proponents of their bill, the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. You saw a witness list that was made up mostly of cattle producers and one livestock economist. And as you can imagine, the cattle producers were pretty divided on whether they supported mandates on negotiated trade. And the economist community was represented by Dr. Stephen Kuhn, agents, and he was pretty adamant that there will be a pretty substantial cost to industry if we mandate the way that cattle producers sell their cattle to the packer. I think his most recent analysis of the legislation says that in the first year after implementation, it would represent about $2 billion with a B, dollars worth of impact to the industry in the short run. And then in the long run, you're looking at costs of between $15 and $18 billion. So we're talking about a pretty substantial market-altering piece of legislation. And I think that it's really important that senators understand what they're doing before we start to move some of this legislation forward in order to understand the impacts that it will have on cattle producers.
Despite those studies showing the bill would have a negative economic impact on the cattle industry, Beamer says the bill still has a good chance of passing the Senate.
You know, it does have a lot of traction. I think part of that is because Senator Grassley himself is on record in media saying that he doesn't care what economists think. This will be good for Iowa. And, you know, we have a much more broad responsibility at NCBA to listen to the viewpoints of cattle producers from across the country. And what we found is that of the folks that support this piece of legislation, there's no real connection between them in terms of segment of the industry, size of operation, geographic region of the country. It really is a small subset of the industry. And the vast majority of cow-calf producers, stocker backgrounders, cattle feeders from across the entirety of the country, operations big and small, have some real apprehensions about allowing the government to pick winners and losers in the marketplace in the form of negotiated trade mandates. And that's the view that we really are trying to advocate to senators on Capitol Hill. You know, this hearing last week was the first step before potentially we'll see a markup of the legislation. And we really want to make sure that senators are focused in on those areas where cattle producers do have some real concern, and there is some agreement throughout the industry, right? We keep talking about price discovery. It's a very important issue, but in terms of cattle farmers and ranchers' bottom lines, right now we need to be talking about inflation. We need to be talking about input costs. We need to be talking about labor recruitment and retention. There's a host of other more pressing issues that I think are far more deserving of the Senate's time right now.
NCBA's Tanner Beamer. That's a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM KGNC.